And we're live. Hi guys, welcome back. It's Marina Rossi and I'm back with another episode of the Shepherd Cast. Let's get started. So by the title, yes, today we're going to be talking about record keeping. First time talking about this on my podcast, so I'm excited to share it. Okay, I have had so many different questions on social medias and I've seen a lot of it on Facebook and stuff like that. Like, some people are asking, like, what's the best way to be record keeping and stuff like that. You know, it's not something that a lot of people may think about, but it's actually a super important detail in building a business. When I started, I didn't have a lot of people there to help me, you know, learn about the stuff, like what best apps to be using, how do you record keep, what to be record keeping. So, this is something that you guys can look at and something that can help you. Just stay tuned for more of my podcast because I do look forward to sharing more of my knowledge, especially with those breeders out there who are probably a little bit bit like me when I started out, who didn't really know what to do. So our first bullet point is, what is important to record? You know, it's important to know what to record, especially when you're starting. What do I record keep? Do I record keep these? Did the day I banded their tails? The day I tagged them? What's important, you know? But a lot of this record stuff, it's important because it's for your own knowledge, you know? The birthday, you know, that's important, especially if you're planning to, like breed them, or if you're selling them, that's important. But, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that, like, you wouldn't think about that often. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that today. So, what's important to record? Okay, this is a question I get a lot. So, I definitely say the main few things to be recording would be date of birth. Not necessarily the day you tagged or banded them. I mean, you can. I mean, that's for your own information. I don't find that super interesting, especially because I usually do that 24 hours after birth to a week after birth. So, you know, it's not that important, but, I mean, you can record keep it, like, with notes or something, but it's not super important. Like, not something you need to understand to know, but I don't know. It's up to you guys. Date of birth. The dam and the sire. That's the mama and the dada. And then, probably, you know, the sex of the lamb. Is it a ram lamb or a ewe lamb? And, definitely if you plan to be keeping it or if you're selling it, that's something maybe it'd be good to put in the notes or something like that. If it has any illnesses, any problems when you're lambing, when lambing notes, like if the ewe, like, has a prolapse or an illness, or has a stillborn lamb, that's something you need to be record keeping. You guys are probably like, what? Why do we record keep that? Well, I'll tell you. The reason we record keep notes like that on the ewe is you want to make sure that it's not a common theme with that animal, because then that could be a ewe that you want to sell because it's not a reliable ewe. You want ewes that lamb out perfectly, no problems, because you also want to make sure it's not related to the sire. The sire can sometimes be the cause of this. I've talked to a few other sheep farmers in my area, and one of them has said that she had a group of dead lambs lately, and she actually said it's from the feed. That can happen sometimes. Sometimes it could be a really different, rich feed that could be the cause of dead lambs and stuff like that. Not particularly the sire, but you know, sometimes that can happen. So you need to be paying attention to what's causing the problem and figure out a quick way to fix it. So if you have stillborn lambs from one particular ewe and you see this, maybe it's a causing theme, then how would you know that if you don't record keep it, right? So make sure you're recording those notes, like, this ewe had two stillborn lambs. Next year she had two ram lambs. The following year she had triplet ewe lambs. That's something to record keep because you want to make sure that she's not causing a problem with creating just dead lambs for you. Like, say you had one ewe and first year lambing, straight off the bat, two dead lambs. Next year she had two dead lambs. Following year she had one live, one dead. So usually my process is I keep a ewe right? Breed her if she's got a problem, like to this year she had 2 dead lambs. Then I'm gonna record keep that, put that in her permanent notes on her record. So then when I breed her back this year, and if she does have more problems, then that's it. You know, she only gets 2 chances. If she screws them both up, then that's a ewe I'm selling for sure. Or I don't know, maybe just keep her and I don't know, send her somewhere. I have no idea. But that's probably a ewe I'd be selling. If somebody else wants to breed her for meat, maybe, I don't know, try a different sire with her. But usually that's my system. I don't waste too much time trying to breed them like super, super a lot. Because that's something that I feel like you're going to waste a lot of time, not to mention money, breeding them and still getting no outcome out of them. So just a lot of tears and dead lambs. So make sure you guys are record keeping that, because that's something important. You know, it's important for your business and it's important for you. Where to record your records? This is a question that I've gotten a few times on my DMs, like, what's the best systems I use for my record keeping and what's the apps I use and websites? My main website, I highly, highly recommend you guys, like, seriously. It is called herdboss.com. I've been using this for about 2 years, and I can say it's definitely my favorite. It is so easy and simple. You just, like, create your own flock. If you have more than one flock, you can create different flocks, and you can create one file for each animal you have, and you can actually date it back to the sire, the dam, her past lambs, her future lambs, all that stuff. You can add medicines, weight history. It's so easy. I just like it because it's not super complicated with all the tech. So that's something you definitely can check out. You do have to pay for it, but it's not crazy expensive. I find it's like the easiest thing. That way you don't have to have lots of papers lying around. But yeah, I mean, you can also use Excel. Excel, you can just create your own files and your own records however you want. That works too if you don't want to pay a lot. But, you know, Herdboss is super easy. I just find it's the easiest thing because then you can track the deaths and the live weights, all that stuff. So you can track that. I like that one because you can track who that ewe is bred to. You can add in if she's had any lambs dead in the past. So that's something I really like. Let me know if you guys want to hear more about that website or little website. Sorry, that was weird. But yeah, let me know. I like that one. I don't really use any other ones besides Excel and Word. I do use PowerPoint, but that's only for my like Zoom classes. I only use that for that. But the main two for record keeping I'd suggest would be Herdboss and Excel. And I guess Word too, if you want to use Word. But I mean, you can use other ones too. I'm not quite sure which other good ones are out there. But those are the two main ones. You know, super easy. Excel, you can create your own. Herdboss is easy because it's already got everything laid out for you. So yeah, take a look at those. Systems. What are systems, you guys are wondering? Well, systems are a way of record keeping, such as your system. How do you record keep? What's your particular way that you're record keeping your animals? I will usually, you know, do the basics. I'll put my information onto Herdboss, and then I'll put it on paper too. Not a lot on paper. It's usually, I moved most of my records online this year just because it's a lot easier than having loads of papers running all over the place. You know, all I have to do is like search up the tag number on Herdboss and it pops everything up. So that's super easy. The only things I really keep on paper now would be the registration and kind of my breeding group and maybe my sires, just not too much on paper. You know, I just find it's a lot easier to have it online now. But I do keep registrations on paper because I just think that's way easier. But yeah, I kind of just piece everything together. I find I do a lot of things differently each year just to see what works best. But you know, it's really up to you. What's the best way to be doing it? So I'll leave it up to you guys. But next thing is sales. Sales are important to record keep. I mean, how would you know how much you made per year if you don't track the sales? I have one sales sheet that I created personally for MG Dorpers, so, you know, it's really nice. I laid it out on Word, and you could also use Excel, but I used Word. I literally screenshotted, like, a paper, and I used the information I wanted and put it on Word, and then I added, like, personal information, like personalized, I put a, what is that called? A logo. I put one of my logos on the top, so it's like a little more MG Torper like, and then I added, you know, for the information, like the signature, I put MG Dorpers as the name. I added all that stuff in there, and then I can just automatically fill that out. And then the buyer can come, and then it fills it out, and then, you know, you track the price, and then what he bought. So that's way easier, I feel like, having maybe something that's a little more, like, personalized to your business. That way, when the buyer looks at where they got their animals in the past, they automatically know it was from you because it has your information on there and it has kind of a little more of a personalized detail. But, you know, it's up to you guys. A lot of people do different stuff, so up to you. Oh, I do want to add in for where to record keep. I use, for the paper records, I do try using the Premier records. Those are really good for end of the year lambing. I track all the lambs I've had and kind of all the notes and stuff like that. So that's a good one to use too. Sales, let's see, breeding and lambing. Breeding and lambing notes are important. I talked a little bit of lambing notes in just a little while ago, but breeding notes are important. You can track on either a paper record or online. Just add in who that animal was bred to, because even if she doesn't lamb, you need to note that she was turned in with a ram that year. Because that's important to be record keeping, especially if she doesn't breed, then, and you rebreed her the following year, and then she doesn't lamb again, then, you know, that's something you need to be tracking, because that could be a following something going on with that ewe, maybe something you don't like about it. So that's an animal you definitely want to sell and cull out of the flock. So I think that's all I'm going to be discussing on this podcast with you guys today. Stay tuned, because I will be releasing more podcasts like this. If you want to hear anything else about my record keeping systems and ideas, that will be coming out soon. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one. Bye.